Literature Spot 4. Read and listen to the story The Pearl by John Steinbeck.
Kino was a poor pearl diver. One day, his baby was stung by a scorpion. So he took the baby to the doctor. But Kino didn't have any money. He only had some very poor quality pearls. The doctor didn't want to treat the baby. So the doctor's servant lied to Kino. The doctor has gone out. That day, Kino went diving for pearls. When he was diving, he saw a very large oyster. He swam down and down and picked up the oyster. Then he came to the surface. He took his knife and opened the shell of the oyster. Inside, there was an enormous and beautiful pearl, the greatest pearl in the world. Kino and his wife Juana were very happy. Now they would have enough money to educate their son and maybe buy new clothes and even a rifle. The news of the pearl spread through the town very quickly. That evening, lots of neighbors came to their house and they talked about what Kino and Juana could do with the money. The doctor and his servant also came to the house because they had also heard about the pearl. The doctor made Kino and Juana afraid about the scorpion sting. He gave the baby medicine, which he said would save him. The doctor looked around the house because he knew that the pearl would be hidden somewhere there. In the middle of the night, while Kino and his family were sleeping, Kino suddenly heard a noise. Someone was trying to get the pearl. In the darkness, Kino jumped up with his knife, but someone hit him on the head and ran away. The next morning, he took the pearl to the pearl dealers in the main square of the town. There were many dealers, but they all worked for one man. And they always gave the divers the lowest possible price for their pearls. Kino went to different dealers, but they all said that the pearl was too big and ugly, and that it wasn't worth more than 1,500 pesos. Kino was very angry. He decided to go to the capital city because he knew that the pearl was very valuable. But that night, someone attacked him outside his house. Juana said that the pearl was evil and that it was going to destroy them. She tried to throw the pearl into the sea, but Kino stopped her. Soon afterwards, he was attacked in the darkness by a group of men. He defended himself with his knife and killed one of the men. Kino and Juana knew that they had to get away from the town, but someone had made a hole in the bottom of their canoe, so they couldn't go by sea. When they went back to their house, they found it in flames. That day, they hid in Kino's brother's house. When night came, Juana and Kino started to walk towards the mountains. They carried the baby with them. Kino was still determined to sell the pearl and kept making plans about the future. During the day, they found a place to hide. They were resting when they saw that three hunters were following them. They hid and stayed very quiet until the hunters had gone past. Then they ran to the mountains. High in the mountains, they found a stream and a waterfall. They drank water and then decided to hide in one of the caves under the waterfall. That evening, the hunters arrived and camped next to the waterfall. Juana had difficulty keeping the baby quiet. So Kino decided to go down and try to kill the men. He was just about to attack them when the hunters heard the baby. They thought that it was a coyote. A man fired his rifle just as Kino attacked. Kino then took the man's rifle and killed the other men. But suddenly, everything went very quiet, and Kino knew that something was wrong. He went back to the cave. The baby was dead. He had been hit by the first rifle shot. Kino and Juana walked back to the town carrying the body of their dead baby. They walked slowly. The people came out to meet them. But Kino and Juana ignored everybody. They walked towards the sea. Kino took out the pearl. It was grey and ugly, and in the pearl he could see evil faces. He offered the pearl to Juana, but she said softly, "No, you." Kino took the pearl and threw it into the water. It dropped to the bottom and settled near some plants. A crab climbed over it, and it was covered with sand. The pearl had disappeared.